This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. We chat some biking today here on the podcast, and we head back to New Zealand to catch up with Diana Simpson to find out about what she's really done. And she's worked tremendously hard on improving her bike skills and bike performance. That's all coming up on today's podcast. Before we get into that, though, quick heads up that this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Audible. Something that I've got into fairly recently is audiobooks. I love reading, and just as busy as life is, and I'm sure you feel exactly the same, I just do not find the time to read as much as I would love to read. And I'm huge into audio. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I thought the next best thing, audiobooks. And the one I've just recently listened to is Chrissy Wellington's book. Fantastic, fantastic book. And I got it on Audible. You can get it too, free right now. If you aren't a member of Audible, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial, and you get your first book on me. So go check it out. Okay, head over to thekonaedge.com/book. That's thekonaedge.com/book. You can also click on the link in the show notes to this episode of The Kona Edge in the player that you're listening to. Just look for the link. It'll take you through there. And in doing that, you support the podcast. That's one way you can help us out, keep the lights on here as well. So it doesn't cost you anything, and it helps us generate some income. So head over to thekonaedge.com/book. It's as simple as that. Let's head into today's podcast. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some biking now on the Kona Edge, and we head back to New Zealand to catch up with Diana Simpson. Diana, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time. Your bike, it's something you've had to work particularly hard on. And when you first started, you said you didn't particularly enjoy it. Have you got over that now? Is it something you love doing?
Yeah, look, it is. It is now. You know, every now and then I still need the boot into my backside to get me out of bed and onto the bike. But, you know, most of the time I do enjoy it. And that's, to be honest, that's mainly due to the fact that I can see myself progressing. It is something that I have grown to love. I do have an ongoing issue with my back, which I have to be careful about. So being out there for a long period of time on the bike can actually sort of flare that up, which is a bit of a pain. But, you know, we've all got our own little issues and quirks that we have to deal with, and that's just one of them.
For you, what are some of the things you do to alleviate that? Is it work, sort of strength and conditioning work off the bike? Well, what's the story to keep the back in check?
There's a lot of stretching, and we're working on my glutes, you know, at the moment. So I've apparently got quite weak glute muscles. So that's you know, I see that as an area of opportunity. And so there's been a bit of reliance on my back muscles, and the joints there, so they get a bit compromised. So you know, as soon as I get off the bike, you know, I do plan to get into the stretches and just making sure that the core, so that's another big focus is just getting the core really stable, and especially after having a child. I think for a lot of mums out there that do these sorts of events, I think the core is one of the things that, you know, you just can't let go. It's really important to just keep it as strong as possible.
Diana, as far as what you've done to learn to love the bike, but also to get better. I mean, you said one of the reasons that you've learned to love it is because you've seen improvements. What are some of the things that you've done that you think have really improved your bike performance?
One of them was getting a power meter. Before that, I really sort of didn't have any sort of idea of what I was doing on the bike, and a lot of the time I spend on the bike is on a wind trainer. So a lot of the sessions I do is focused around wind training sessions, and so for me, I would rely on cadence and heart rate and speed. With the power meter, you can't hide, and especially if your coach is setting your powers or your watts, it's something you just got to stick to. And so that for me, I've really, not only seen improvements on the bike, but I think mentally, it's really helped me sort of just, find that next level and just, just keep pushing through. So the power meter has been a really good tool for me in that respect.
Mentally, how do you deal with 6-hour bike rides?
Not well.
Maybe I should rephrase that. How could you deal with 6-hour bike rides better?
Well, look, my coach has a number of athletes that he's with, and we tend to do our long bikes together. And these guys are they're really good guys. They all love having a laugh. They love to take the mickey. And a lot of them do sit in the front, so I can just sit in behind them and and just sit on their backsides, basically. And there's a lot of banter that goes between each of us. So that's a really good way of getting through some of these big sessions. I find is with other people, and other people going through the same day, same stuff. They're just, you're on the same page with them. So that's a really, I think I would absolutely fail if I went out by myself and did a 6-hour bike ride. I'd probably cheat.
Dan, as far as your favorite workouts on the bike, what do you love doing?
It's funny for me to probably choose this one, but it's a threshold set that we do, and I tend to do it on a Tuesday afternoon. And so it's a threshold VO2 set usually. Goes for just over an hour, hour 15 on the wind trainer. And it's a challenge, and it's a really good challenge. And because it's on a Tuesday, it sort of gives you a gauge of whether or not you've pushed yourself too hard from your Sunday long bike. And so there were a number of times there leading up to one Ironman where I think it was 3 or 4 Tuesdays in a row where I just wasn't hitting the powers, and my coach would just look at me and go, well, you know why. And so I think Tuesdays is that set is a really good way of knowing, okay, am I on track? Did I overdo it on the Sunday? And let's see if we've got anything else left in the tank and try and push a little bit harder there. And also the fact that it's early in the week, you get it over and done with. So that's always good too.
Brilliant. Well, Dan, it's been great catching up once again here on the Cone Edge. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Great.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to Diana Simpson for sharing her Ironman bike tips with us today. It is Friday as we record this. Have yourself a superb weekend. If you are racing this weekend, best of luck. I hope all your hard work pays off and your goals come to fruition. And if you're training, I hope it's a fantastic block of training and you get everything done that you are planning on getting done. Until Monday, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.